Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're on The Burt Show.
So was his brother wrong for not trying to help save his marriage? Huh?
Mo.
Some people's ability to deflect is masterful. And it's one of the things I learned over the weekend at a video shoot that I was at shooting my first music video. So as I'm there, anytime you shoot a music video, there's a lot of downtime. I mean, it's a 12-hour shoot, and in between shooting and filming, there's really not much to do other than maybe have a drink and talk to some of the staff.
TV's the same way. Movies are the same way. It's a lot of, like, hurry up and wait.
Exactly that. So in between one of the breaks we had, there was one of the guys on the staff. I kind of noticed that he was going in and out on his phone a lot. Like, he would, every time there was a break, he would pick up his phone, and you can kind of tell he wasn't happy to do it. So I kind of casually asked him one at a time, not really thinking much of it, like, "You all right, man? Everything good?" So he kind of gave me this look like, "Man, I'm going through it." And when he said that, the other guy, who I guess they're friends, kind of made like a face like, "Woo, if you only knew," kind of thing. And so he was like, I could tell in his mind, he's like, "Should I just say something?" So I'm kind of standing there like, well, I just wanted to check in. No worries. But then he says, "Man, I'm going through a divorce with my wife, and I really think I kind of blame my brother." So I said, "Let me get a seat, man. This is you. Like, you got me."
Well, the only reason I can think that would be the case is that, like, did he sleep with her?
That's exactly what my first thought was. And that's what I said to him. I was like, "Your brother and your wife?" He said, No. It's not like that. It's my fault, but I do believe my brother had a chance to save me." And so at first I'm thinking, like, how could you, you know, be mad at your brother? This is on you completely. But if I had a brother and was in the situation he was in, I would kind of understand it. Because I asked him about the relationship with him and his brother, and he said him and his brother have a really good relationship. I mean, like, one of those brother relationships where they're best friends on top of being brothers. They grew up together. They've always had each other's back, and they're very similar in a lot of different ways. But the biggest difference between him and his brother is the way that they live their lives as married men. His brother, like most men, believes in complete loyalty inside of a marriage. He doesn't really
complete?
Play. Yeah, 100%. I know, right? Not even 97%, like 100. And I guess his brother has made some mistakes within his marriage in the past, and the brothers have come together to try to, like, talk about it. And his brother has told them straight up, "I love you, dude. I got your back in all of the things you do, but this is one thing I just can't get with. Like, you have to stop sleeping around on your wife." So he's like, I know. He was trying to do the right thing according to him. So he said he was at a park one day with his wife, and he claims that he's not consistently, I know this sounds crazy, but he didn't consistently sleep around on his wife. It was a one or two time thing. So he stopped.
So there was some time in between infidelities.
Right.
Okay.
I guess he slipped up one night, and he said it was like a one time thing that happened within years, but it just so happens that she reached out to him at the wrong time, at the wrong place. And he left his phone at home, his main phone. I guess he has two phones. His main phone he left at home by accident. The other phone starts ringing while he's with his wife. And his wife found that suspicious because she saw him leave his main phone at home. Like, she made a point to say, "Did you leave your phone?" And he's like, "Yeah, I did. I forgot it." But he also forgot that he had another phone on him.
The burner phone.
So she sees it, and it's a lady that's calling. So she's like, what phone is this and who is that?" Now, I don't know why his go-to wasn't, "That's my work phone." He just said, "That's my brother's phone." I guess in the moment he was caught up in it, and he just said the first thing that came to his mind.
What a noob.
Exactly, right? Right. So he says, that's my brother's phone.
He's such an idiot.
So she's like, why do you have your brother's phone?
Yeah.
Like, why would you? And he's like, well, he makes up some story of where his brother left his phone, and he was thinking to himself he'll drop it off to his brother on the way back. So he grabbed his brother's phone. It did a mind F to him to where he forgot to grab his own phone. That's his story.
Rookie mistake.
Another one. He's making a lot of them.
He's not a rookie anymore. He's like in his third season.
So she's like, okay. And she pretends like she buys it. But of course, she doesn't. So she calls. Well, I guess she didn't call the brother. But the next time she was around the brother, she mentioned, did your brother ever have your phone? So at this point, the brother admits, I knew what this was. Like, he's not a fool. He knew why he was being asked this question, and he had a decision to make. And his brother, who got caught in the cheating, feels like he was supposed to have his brother's back in this situation and say, yes, that was my phone. I'm sorry. And it would have been over.
He was supposed to lie for him.
He was supposed to lie for him. But he didn't choose that door.
Mm-hmm.
He chose the other door, and he was honest. And he said, I don't have any other phone. That's not my business. I'm staying out of it. So when his brother called him, hey, yo, why'd you do that? He said, man, I'm not doing this anymore. Like, we're not kids anymore. We're grown men. You got a family. You playing around. I got your back in every other thing. Not in this. I wasn't about to. Plus, this is going to come in between my marriage now. My wife going to have questions about why you got a second phone and then why'd your brother have your phone. He like, bro, you're not bringing that into my house.
Right?
So I'm not doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And so now him and his brother are obviously at odds. And he feels like if his brother would have told that one little lie for him.
Whatever.
Come on.
He would still have his marriage.
He's delusional.
And so now he's going through a divorce, and a piece of him blames his brother just as much as he blames himself.
God, I hate this, man. This whole victim mentality and not accepting any kind of responsibility for the mess ups. I just absolutely...
The lack of accountability is infuriating.
It really is, you know? And I've said this a million different times on The Burt Show. These affairs are not mistakes.
It's not a slip-up.
Yeah, it's not a slip-up. These are a series of bad decisions, and you know in your gut while you're doing them that they're not right. So you made mistake after mistake after mistake after mistake after mistake, which I call bad decisions. So he is looking to blame anybody. Even it sounds like the excuses along the way of why he ended up messing around the first time and the second time. It just happened to be we were both in vulnerable spots. Man, you know what? Just call it what it is. You messed around, own it, and move on one way or the other. But the brother is not to blame here, not even 1%.
Mm-mm.
That's what I told him. I was honest with him about that. And I think he got it, because in the end, he was like, you're right. You know, ultimately, it is on me. I do take responsibility for it. But he just feels like his brother just wasn't loyal to him in a moment where he really needed him.
Let me add this here also, because I'm not a big old fan of coincidences. I think the universe does have, like, a destiny in mind and a destination. And this was not a coincidence that his brother was involved and the phone rang at that time. And the one person that was going to actually be honest and break up this marriage or at least call him out on his infidelity was his brother, right? The world did that, man. It doesn't matter. He's going to get caught one way or the other. This dude did the exact right thing, I think.
Yeah, if I was your brother, I can't say that I wouldn't have done the same, especially when he made the point of you can't come in and ruin in my peace and in my marriage. I understood his brother's point.
I said this to my kid time and time again. You can go ahead and you can break the rules, dude. You make a choice, you break the rules, right? But once you get into the system, who knows what can happen?
100%.
Right? But you can make your choice.
You're on The Burt Show.